Greer hasn't quite made it to the front of the gymnasium yet, but there's a jet stream of anticipation whipping through my blood in hot revolutions. My spine straightens, and I firm my jaw, telling myself this time I won't meet his eyes. I'm distracted from my mental preparations when a male recruit drops down on the mat beside me, blocking my view of the approaching lieutenant. His timing is either terrible or perfect. My body is too confused these days to decide. Hey, Silva. Levi. I flash a tight smile at our resident easygoing golden boy, who's never without a smile or a compliment. What's up? Over his shoulder, I catch the eye of my best friend Jack, who lets his tongue loll out of his mouth like a lovesick idiot. His impression of Levi, I'm guessing, who has been flirting with me since we started at the academy, but has yet to pull the trigger and ask me out. To which I would say, what? No freaking clue. What did you think about Cobra training yesterday? Levi asks, grabbing his elbow above his head and stretching. Heavy stuff, right? He's referring to the chemical ordnance, biological, and radiological awareness training we spent the last few days completing. Yeah. I tear my attention away from Jack, who is now pretending to make out with himself. There's no cute way to rock a hazmat suit, I guess. Oh, I don't know. Levi cuts me a look. I think you did a damn good job. Impressive. 10 points to Levi. See, I should be asking him out. He's the definition of my type. Growing up around my uncles and boy cousins meant I was always one of the guys. They didn't pull any punches while playing football in the park or critiquing my homecoming dresses with sarcasm. My mother is amazing at making me feel girly when necessary, but there was no escaping the men in my family. As a result, I'm drawn to softer-spoken artistic types that treat me like a lady, which is the number one reason I shouldn't be so affected by the sight of the lieutenant sliding a whistle between his lips. There's nothing soft about him. When Levi chuckles, I realize I've been staring into space. Way to take a compliment, Danica. Thanks. I give him a soft punch in the shoulder. Did it justice, too. I'm saved from having to bask in the aftermath of my awkward attempt at flirting when Jack pokes his head in between us and makes a buzzer noise. Snooze you lose, Levi. Gave you a good 2 minutes to close the deal. More than enough time. He winks at me, letting me know I owe him for his intervention. Danica has plans for the night anyway. She's cake tasting. My stomach groans, reminding me I skipped breakfast. I am? Jack nods. Pays to know the lady who is catering our graduation. I don't know what's flowing through the drinking fountains at the academy, but in the months since we started, both of my roommates, Jack and Charlie, have been brought to heel by the almighty L-word. And I'm not talking the fizzy stomach bubbles, let's share a soda pop kind of love. I'm talking all-out, devoted, want-their-women-to-have-their-babies kind of love. It's a little daunting when I have zero romantic prospects of my own, and I can hear the proof of their affection through the thin walls of our apartment. Nightly. My suffering has all become worth it, though, with the utterance of the words cake tasting. I'll be there. The whistle blows. Loud. All 200 recruits jump to their feet and form rows. Backs go ramrod straight, chests puff out. Inspection is always twice as intense when Greer is here, because he doesn't just take roll. He scrutinizes each of us for imperfections. Legend has it, he once made a recruit walk home from 20th Street to the Bronx to retrieve his forgotten uniform gym shorts. And that recruit was never seen or heard from again.